Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, February 15th, 2022. Getting into the week here. As usual, it's a very, very busy news day. We're going to try and fit as much news as we can in before it's time to open up the phone line for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. So Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. New polls are coming on out on Joe Biden. They continue to decline. Biden's approval is below 43% in 46 of the states. It's down in the 30s in the swing states, Arizona, Florida, and Georgia. His approval rating is only 23% with independents and 16% in Joe Manchin's West Virginia. That is absolutely dismal. The Democrats are panicking. They're trying to distance themselves from Biden. And even more interesting, Democratic lawmakers and party officials are starting to blame each other for the failure of the Build Back Better legislation championed by Biden. And apparently Democrats in a Los Angeles Times report, they voiced frustration and confusion at the rhetoric used by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the White House, particularly Chief of Staff Ron Klain, who a couple of weeks ago there were rumors he was going to be fired, but it hasn't happened yet. One anonymous senator questioned whether Schumer and the administration ultimately killed the spending bill. So they're pointing fingers at each other. Now would be a good time to bring back dueling, I think, okay? And I have a couple of flintlock pistols around here I'd be willing to donate. Anyway, actually, I think, if I remember correctly, the very pistols used in the duel that killed Alexander Hamilton are on display at the Federal Reserve of New York. I heard that someplace. I don't know if that's still the case here. Anyway, the big scandal, bigger than Watergate was, has come on out from the Durham report on how Hillary Clinton and her operatives not only completely made up this whole Russia collusion situation, they were spying on Trump while he was president of the United States of America. And some people are saying this amounts to treason. I'm not sure that it comes up to that, but definitely there are some serious national security violations there. Kash Patel is out there saying that Durham is going to deliver. He's unraveling this biggest political scandal in U.S. history. And coupled with the election fraud in 2020, yeah, that's a pretty heavy package right there. Now, so far, Durham and his grand jury have interviewed 24 people. And more people are starting to cooperate and come before the grand jury, including Bill Priestap, James Baker, and Mark Elias. So over at the White House, the Deputy Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was questioned about these allegations that Hillary spied on the president and that Biden and Obama knew. And Karine kept dodging the question and say, I can't speak to that. Go talk to the Department of Justice. They know this is a big, big problem here. And not, unfortunately, another reason for Biden to start a big war someplace as a distraction, although his whole Russia-Ukraine thing may be stumbling badly. We're going to get to that in a little bit. So Special Counsel John Durham has announced he's building a case to show the technology executive with whom an indicted Democratic lawyer on the payroll of Hillary Clinton's campaign was operating to construct a Trump-Russia collusion narrative and how he gained access to the internet traffic at the White House to attempt and obtain dirt on former President Donald Trump. Now, the good news is here, just one felony conviction, and Hillary cannot run in 2024. All right, so we're back to this Hillary for prison situation. The ex-director of National Intelligence, Ratcliffe, says there is enough evidence to indict multiple people. And they're going to space it out. They're going to release some of it during the midterms and then probably a big bunch of it right before the 2024 primary season gets underway. Now, Hillary was basically going to visit her daughter Chelsea's Manhattan home ahead of the New York Democratic Convention, where she is going to be a featured speaker. Reporters asked her about the Durham revelation, and she basically did the no comment, go away, you're bothering me kind of thing. One America News Network was carrying a story about this, and it does appear that one of the people employed by the White House to maintain security on the White House servers was somehow compromised by Hillary's team. They either blackmailed him or bribed him or threatened him or whatever. And this individual was just siphoning off all kinds of data and may have tried to actually set up a link between one of the White House servers and this Russian bank, which was a big talking point for Hillary, that Trump was colluding with this Russian, I think it was called the Alpha Bank here. So Hillary's back in hot water, and I don't mean the, you know, the hot tub. And a lot of people are going back to Hillary's tweets from the days before the 2016 election. They're coming back on up. We know there was a lot of election fraud in 2016, not enough to steal the election for Hillary Clinton. And one of the things that's making the rounds again was this Hillary Clinton email to Donna Brazile on October 17th of 2016, just before the election, in which Hillary Clinton said, if that effing bastard wins, we're all going to hang from nooses. You better fix this poo. I guess is a good word that I can use here. So, yeah, it's all coming back to haunt her here. Now, over on Twitter, there's a hashtag, hashtag arrest Hillary for treason. It's all over Twitter, but for some mysterious reason, it's not showing up on Twitter's list of trending stories. Yeah, I can't imagine why that might be the case, but that's what's going on here. And as I mentioned before, One America News is covering this. Fox News is starting to cover it. The independent media is all over this. And the corporate media, as usual, is totally ignoring this story. Just like they ignored the story about Hunter Biden's laptop, his homemade porn, his deals with China and Ukraine. Because we've got to protect the king. We must protect the king. And apparently this Durham report also links Liz Cheney to the Clinton spy scandal. And so that's another nail in her coffin, along with the recent censure by the Republican National Committee. Now, Maria Bartiromo is asking whether Democrats are going to use some kind of a ruse to distract the public from Clinton's new spy scandal, Spygate. We'll call it Spygate here. And already the New York Times is out there trying to basically bring up the Russian collusion narrative and say, no, it really did happen. Trump was really doing the pay no attention to Durham and the Hillary spying scandal. Trump bad, Hillary good. That's all you need to know here. So Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, is getting dragged into the center of Durham's Russia probe for lying when he said Trump had a hotline to a Kremlin bank. Remember, that's the talking point that they were talking about. And he lied about receiving information from a Hillary Clinton lawyer who was indicted for lying to the FBI. And so I know it's been a long wait, but Durham appears to be hitting pay dirt. Meanwhile, Sussman's lawyers are angry at Durham for exposing the spying, and they're also out there complaining about the coverage being given to this story by Breitbart. Well, a lot of people are covering this story, including yours truly. So getting on back to the former National Intelligence Director, he's out there saying that Barack Obama and Joe Biden knew about Hillary Clinton's plan to falsely accuse Trump of ties to Russia. It was all just a big little club here behaving, you know, less like political leaders and more like frat boys, or in this case, a frat girl, a sorority girl here. Meanwhile, Glenn Beck is out there saying that the new Durham report is a total vindication for Trump, and it's a vindication for everybody who was out there saying this Trump-Russia collusion story is a complete fake. Mark Levin was right about the spying on Trump's campaign all along. And so, again, we're a lot of the independent media, including RBN and whatreallyhappened.com. So John Ratcliffe is saying he does think there was a criminal conspiracy. And when you have all those players that were in there, Hillary, Obama, Biden, yeah, that's a conspiracy right there. It only takes two people working together to commit a crime to qualify as a conspiracy. So anybody who's out there saying there's no such thing as government conspiracies, we have another one to stake out on the ground for you to study and learn from here. All right. So, pardon me. After a news report alleged in October of 2016 that a server in Trump Tower was communicating with the Kremlin-linked Alpha Bank, the Clinton campaign seized on the moment and claimed it was proof that then-candidate Donald Trump was colluding with Russia. And it was actually Hillary Clinton who was colluding with Russia with that Uranium One deal. And she went on out there and, you know, fed it to the media. And Jake Sullivan said this could be the most direct link yet between Donald Trump and Moscow. And supposedly this smoking gun story broke on October 31st, 2016, timed to happen just before the election. The allegations, of course, were completely false. And the corporate media was complicit in presenting this lie to you, the American people. Now, speaking of lies and getting on back to January 6th, before the actual protest and entrapment at the Capitol building, there was these pipe bombs that were supposedly found. And Michael Sherman, the acting U.S. attorney for D.C., told reporters that law enforcement agencies, including the ATF and FBI, were collaborating to find the suspects who set the pipe bombs. And the FBI initially offered a $50,000 reward, but while the FBI has rounded up hundreds of innocent Capitol protesters using tools like geofence warrants, the trail of the pipe bomber went icy cold. And, you know, it looks like it was just another FBI hoax, which is what the FBI likes to do. Okay, now... yesterday, a federal judge tossed out Sarah Palin's libel case against the New York Times while the jury was actually in final deliberation. They'd had the complete trial, and I guess the judge just decided to overrule the jury and simply dismiss the case. Now, the lawsuit centered around a New York Times op-ed that falsely implicated Palin's Political Action Committee for Political Incitement in the shooting of former Representative Gabby Giffords. And the judge in question was appointed by Bill Clinton. So the corruption is definitely out there. Now, Nancy Pelosi, looking at the midterms, is trying to do some damage control and is now out there saying that defund the police is not the position of the Democratic Party, which it certainly looked like it over the last couple of years. But Nancy Pelosi went on ABC News this last weekend and insisted that defund the police is not the position of the Democratic Party, at least until after the election, at which point they'll be back to doing what the liberals always like to do. Now, over in Wisconsin, their Supreme Court ruled last Friday that it will permit a ban on the use of ballot drop boxes for the forthcoming April election, although the ruling will not affect primaries planned for next week. And this was a 4-3 ruling, and the state's high court permitted a ban that will prohibit ballot drop boxes from being employed in the April election, upholding a lower court's ruling from January. And as we saw from that 2000 Mules documentary, those ballot boxes are a major point of election fraud. Now, over at CNN, they have a new owner, actually a majority stockholder. Billionaire John Malone was being interviewed on CNBC, and he came on out with this comment that CNN has no actual journalists. He's absolutely right. And he came on back and said, I would like to see CNN evolve back to the kind of journalism that it started with and actually have journalists, which would be unique and refreshing. Now, Malone is a longtime chairman of Liberty Media, which is a major shareholder in Discovery, and will be the controlling partner in the new media combination. So all of you hired hacks, you prostitutes and correspondents over at CNN, better start typing up those resumes because the pink slips are definitely going out. Got a frog in my throat this afternoon here. Anyway, writers Peter Kiefer and Peter Subodnick have come on out confirming what I have been saying all along. In this age of woke product coming out of Hollywood, they're saying that this push to keep every production ideologically sound is going to kill the entertainment industry. And they're absolutely right. Every one of these woke, politically correct, socially conscious films that have come on out have been an economic disaster. Not just films. Look at the new gay Superman. That's been an absolute disaster for the comic book industry. You know, people go to movies, they watch TV shows, they read comic books to be entertained, not to be lectured at. And so, yeah, people are turning away. And I still don't have the final numbers on the Super Bowl viewership over the weekend. It may be telling that the official numbers are delayed in coming on out. Speaking of these Super Bowls, Los Angeles parents are calling on county officials to end the mask mandate for students after Mayor Eric Garcetti and other celebrities were pictured maskless at the Super Bowl on the 13th in the SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. Now, there's this bipartisan parent group, Outraged LA Parents, said it was deeply disappointing but not at all surprising to see Garcetti and other public figures unmasked at the Super Bowl despite the county's mask mandate for outdoor mega events. And so, again, the pushback against all this COVID nonsense is continuing here. Little bit of good news for Britain's royal family. Prince Andrew has reached a settlement in principle with Virginia Roberts in the U.S. civil sex case. The Duke regrets his association with Jeffrey Epstein, promises to make amends with a donation to a victim's charity, but the deal does not require him to admit there was a sexual assault. So no doubt he will be welcomed back into the warm embrace of the Queen and Prince Charles. Eventually here. Interestingly enough, getting into COVID-19 now, over at Levi's, the jean makers, there was an executive who was offered $1 million to stay quiet about COVID policies. He'd been making a lot of public comments about, you know, how it was, you know, bad for kids and the masks and everything. And they tried to basically buy his silence. He refused. And Levi's has now fired him. So they found the lever to basically silence him. And you cannot have freedom of speech when one point of view is being silenced, because then it's no longer freedom of speech, it is permitted speech. Now, member of the European Parliament, Mislav Kolakusik, has started comparing the COVID vaccine makers to the mafia, that it's an organized crime operation, and it may well turn out to be if these continuing rumors that COVID-19 and, for that matter, the 1976 swine flu were artificial creations that were made in order to sell vaccines to the public. Now, there is this widow, Chantel Watt, and she basically went public on the social media saying, you know, what effing research? Where is the effing research? And this was right after her husband died from myocarditis. And that happened just 2 weeks after he got his vaccine. And speaking of vaccine deaths, we've had two high schoolers die of heart issues on the very same day. And that's a real long shot there. And yes, they had the vaccine. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead, and that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. Happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his head.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about COVID-19. We're talking about lab origins of COVID, what its nefarious purpose was really all about, and COVID-19 narrative is starting to fracture. The various players are starting to go their own different directions. Pfizer is now openly warning about deep vein thrombosis resulting from their experimental gene therapy. And that's a step forward. And, of course, we had the CEO of Pfizer admit on video that the SARS-CoV-2 virus that they were using for the development of the vaccine was created in a lab. And it's starting to really fall apart. Now, despite the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System database run by the CDC and the FDA reporting more than 23,000 deaths from the COVID-19 vaccines, the messaging from the corporate media and Dr. Rochelle Walensky and Dr. Anthony Fauci continues to be no one has died or suffered severe adverse effects from the largest rollout of an experimental gene therapy in world history. They're still pushing the propaganda here. And it's probably annoying a lot of people, especially those Canadian truckers. Rand Paul is out there with the observation that the Democrats' push for more pandemic restrictions is actually starting to bring Americans together in opposition to those measures. People are forgetting about all these artificial divisions like race and gender and orientation and saying, you know, this dictatorship based on medical mythology has gone on long enough. Okay. Now, there was a White House email obtained on behalf of ICANN shows Facebook, Merck, and the CDC Foundation, whose corporate partners include Pfizer, formed an alliance to use social media and digital platforms to build confidence in and drive uptake of the vaccines. Talk about your conflict of interest. And by the way, they called it a vaccine simply to get people to take the shot because it's not a vaccine. It is an experimental gene therapy. But if they said this is an experimental gene therapy, people would not have been as willing to roll up their sleeves. So back on August 12th of 2021, ICANN, through its attorneys, submitted a Freedom of Information Act request for communications between White House staff and Facebook, Google, and YouTube. And in response to this request, ICANN received a June 15th, 2021 email sent by Facebook's then public policy manager, Nikechi Peyton Ehime, to several White House employees. So they were all cooperating together. And again, for anybody who says there's no such thing as a government conspiracy, we've got another one right there on display. We should build a large museum and put all these government conspiracies there for people to wander through and look at, learn from, and buy souvenir posters of on their way out to the parking lot here. Getting up to Canada, the protesters in Alberta say they will not end their demonstrations until all COVID restrictions are rescinded. And this despite the very heavy-handed tactics being brought down on them by the government. Now, the Ontario government, which is already starting to backtrack on the vaccine mandates, they have now frozen millions of dollars collected for the protesting truckers on the Give, Send, Go platform. Originally, the Canadian government contacted Give, Send, Go directly. Give, Send, Go said, you have no jurisdiction here. We're going to continue sending the money. But once it went across the border into the Canadian banking system, the government could basically freeze it. And as a side note, Give, Send, Go, which was hacked during the Super Bowl, is now back online and working for those of you who wish to donate here. But the significant part of this story about how the Ontario government just froze these accounts there is banks in Canada can now freeze or suspend any account without a court order. It's simply whatever the government doesn't like, yeah, you're cut on off there here. Now, over on Twitter, there's a hashtag Bank Run Canada. It's trending, and it's all about people talking about removing all their money out of the Canadian banks. So this could actually trigger a bank run in Canada. I know that there are laws that say if you try and start a bank run on social media, that is a crime because we have to protect the money, just like we protect the kings. But, you know, it's definitely out there on Twitter. Now, the Trudeau dictatorship has announced that terrorist financing will now include crowdfunding donations for just about anything they don't like. Not just the trucker convoy, but anything Trudeau does not really like or support will be subject to the label terrorist financing and interference. Meanwhile, Andrew McCarthy is out there, you know, asking a question, is it even legal to freeze the trucker donations? And what we're getting from Trudeau is legal schmeagle. I'm going to do it anyway because I am the ruler of Canada. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thefreedomfighters.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women,
welcome back to our show. We're talking about COVID-19 and getting on back to the hack of the Give, Send, Go platform. And as I mentioned, it's back online. It's up and running and working properly. But the hackers, while they were inside the servers, basically copied off the data for all the donors to the Freedom Convoy. And they have put it out there. They're doxing these donors so that they can be attacked and harassed and made miserable. And Twitter is allowing this hacked data to spread freely on Twitter, despite Twitter's stringent policies supposedly against sharing hacked materials. So, you know, Twitter is saying, yeah, it's good when we do it here. And, you know, bad when everybody else does it. But the other side clearly likes to play dirty, because that's the only way they can win. Now, to get around all this digital money chicanery that we're seeing from Canada and, unfortunately, the United States here, United States truckers are now driving up to the Canadian border with supplies. They're not going to go through the banks. They're going to say bypass it all. They're going to buy the stuff the truckers need and just drive it up there. It's boots on the ground support for Canada's freedom fighters. And, of course, we're seeing a lot of stuff being brought by ordinary Canadian people who are risking the wrath of Justin Trudeau by supporting the Canadian truckers. And to show you just how out of touch Justin Trudeau is, okay, he had the CBC put out a story saying that the idea of freedom is actually a far-right concept. You know, that's an extreme rightist view to talk about freedom. You know, if you're a real Canadian and a true leftist, you know, you should embrace slavery and having the government telling you everything that you should do whenever you should do it here. Meanwhile, over at the Alberta border crossing, police are deliberately damaging parked vehicles to prevent their use in the border blockade. And basically, the RCMP disabled the excavator vehicles by crawling underneath and cutting their electrical and control cables to basically paralyze them right there. Boy, not exactly the thing you'd expect Dudley Do-Right to be doing, would you? And I got to tell you, if Trudeau does not back down, we could see a real civil war erupt in Canada. And I am not sure it would stay on their side of the border. So there is a valid concern there. Meanwhile, a poll here in the United States finds a large majority of American voters do support the Freedom Convoy protest by the truckers. So the world is with these protesters. And Trudeau and the tyrants are standing pretty much alone here. The former Detroit Police Chief James Craig is out there saying, "I stand with those truckers for fighting for freedom." Now, here's the irony. Okay, back in 2021, remember the farmers in India who blocked major highways to New Delhi for more than a year? Justin Trudeau thought that was great. You know, he cheered them on and said, "Yes, that's a good thing to do." Well, Trudeau, you know, different circumstance now here. Anyway, everybody's still talking about how Trudeau is going to unleash this never-before-used Emergency Powers Act to counter the protests. And it's basically it expands what the military and law enforcement can do. And basically, it's like Nazi Germany's Enabling Acts. It turns Trudeau into a real dictator. Now, there are some concerns coming from the Canadian Civil Liberties Association saying that the threshold needed to invoke the emergency legislation has not yet been reached. And this is a law that goes back to 1988, and there are specific thresholds in there before it can be invoked, and the Canadian trucker protest, which is peaceful, has not reached that threshold. Now, there was a story that was going around earlier today about how Canadian police had confiscated a cache of weapons from those evil Canadian protest truckers here. And, I bet at the time it's another false flag by the Canadian government. And sure enough, the leaders of the Freedom Convoy claimed that nefarious elements are planning to plant 2,000 stolen guns on the protesters in Ottawa to try and discredit them. And then, of course, the Mounties did arrest 11 people with that cache of firearms in Alberta. Now, the Freedom Convoy organizers say they did notify the police about this plan to discredit the protest using stolen guns. And a former RCMP officer, Daniel Bulford, has gone public saying that, yes, he suspects the firearms they're talking about were planted by the government to discredit the protest movement. And 2,000 guns is not a big deal because, according to official records, the Canadian police have misplaced 3,500 guns. So they had a stash there that they could work from here. Getting on back to Ottawa, Peter Slawley, the chief of police in Ottawa, has now resigned. He's being criticized over his handling of the convoy protest, and his resignation comes as sources tell CBC he's been accused of bullying and volatile behavior that has damaged relations with senior leadership and compromised the force's ability to cope with the truck protest. So, yeah, it's definitely happening on both sides here. And getting on back to the CBC, they are back to pushing this crackpot theory that the trucker protests are actually Russian agents. You know, because nobody would really have any reason to protest vaccine and mask mandates, you know, that are crushing the economy and limiting people's lives. So it just has to be a Russian plot, you know, and, you know, that's sort of a catch-all thing. It's somebody doing something you don't like, oh, you're a Russian agent here. You'd think these people would come up with something new because, you know, the problem is every time government anywhere plays a dirty trick on the public, you know, we learn and we remember. So the next time they try the same stupid trick again, we say, aha, it's the same stupid trick. Now, getting into the international news here, there's a lot of confusion going on about what's happening between Russia and Ukraine. There is a lot of propaganda out there still trying to sell the idea that Russia is going to invade Ukraine tomorrow. And basically, over in Sky News in Great Britain, they're pushing the story that Putin could order bombs dropped on Ukraine within minutes, which sounds suspiciously like Tony Blair's claim that Saddam could nuke London with just 45 minutes warning. And we know how that turned out to be another government lie here. Now, something else the Canadian government is trying to do is manufacture a fake head of the trucker protest movement. They're going to just have the media go to this person and say, this is the leader of the trucker movement, and then this patsy says a bunch of stuff that the media can use to discredit the entire movement. So that's something else they're getting ready to do. Now, Dan Wooten is out there saying that Canada shows how the end of the COVID scamdemic is going to bring a long overdue reckoning for the liberal leaders who are still trying to use it to oppress their people and steal their freedoms. Absolutely right. Now, you know, if I had investment capital, I'd be going long on tar and feathers and rope and rough-hewn rails at this point. Okay, here in the United States, the U.S. convoy is announcing an accelerated launch date of February 23rd from Barstow, California. And again, they did not show up to disrupt the Super Bowl. They avoided that trap, even though Marco Rubio is out there trying to claim that the Rams fans who went looting stores following the Rams' victory at the Super Bowl, they had to be trucker protesters and Joe Rogan followers. So, you know, the government motto, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Okay, over in France, possibly emulating what the Canadian police are doing to those trucks, the French police are just going along breaking car windows and beating the protesters to try and get them to not go into Paris. And, you know, this is angering the French people, as well it should. And I imagine there's probably, you know, a few of those guillotines still sitting around some antique shops someplace there. But overall, we're seeing the mandates leaving Europe. And so overall, it looks like freedom is starting to win. And, you know, you've had Denmark, Norway, Switzerland, the Czech Republic are all lifting COVID-related restrictions. And Italy, Finland, Ireland, France, and Lithuania are easing many of their requirements. They don't want these popular uprisings in their countries. They don't want trucker convoys. And they realize the people have been pushed to the absolute edge, and the wise and prudent leadership says we dare not push any more because there will be pushback. Over in Israel, their freedom convoy of trucks and vehicles has now arrived in Jerusalem to protest their COVID restrictions. So this is history. Enjoy the moment. Right. Down in New Zealand, the protesters are ignoring police orders to move the vehicles. They're demanding a meeting with the cabinet to basically express their upset over the prolonged COVID mandates, vaccines, and masks. And the police commissioner is warning the protest is no longer tenable as it ends, enters its second week. And the protesters say they have yet to receive a response to the letter they sent requesting a meeting with government ministers and the end of the vaccine mandates. And they said, we strongly urge the government to engage. They want a solution. We want a solution. But the solution that is not going to work is this continuing attitude of you do what we tell you to do. And as we saw in Canada, down in New Zealand, none of the towing companies are willing to help the police tow away any of the trucks and vehicles. So this is continuing to grow. It's unfortunately, sadly, going to get ugly. It's going to get violent. It already is, you know, with the police just, you know, taking batons and beating the heck out of the protesters. Sort of reminds me of the height of the Vietnam War protests. Okay. Now, in other medical news here, there is this review of an affordable, a word that the medical industrial complex really hates. It's an affordable monoclonal antibody drug that treats lung cancer. It's been tested in China, but it's being stalled in the U.S. And the FDA says the stall is because of the trial's lack of diversity, with an official even saying last week that they want people that look like us on this trial. So they're basically using racism as a reason not to move forward on this possible inexpensive drug for treating lung cancer. This is just stupid because we're seeing politics outweigh medical necessity. And you know, it's been going on all along. Cancer is big business. It's a big part of the medical industrial complex. Nobody wants a cancer cure. They want ongoing, costly cancer treatments. I remember when the big stink of hydrazine sulfate came along, and there was this situation. It's being used in many countries as a treatment for cancer symptoms. It keeps the tumors down. It's not a cure, but it does lengthen the lifespan of cancer sufferers. And it was blocked here in the United States by the National Institute of Health, which basically violated the treatment protocol because hydrazine sulfate cannot be used with any other cancer treatment. And the NIH ran a trial with hydrazine sulfate on patients who were already undergoing conventional chemotherapy. And the developer of hydrazine sulfate, which is very inexpensive, said, you can't do that. It won't work with that. So NIH did that and said, well, this drug doesn't work. Go back to the expensive chemotherapy. And there was even the cause was being championed by Bob Guccione, who had been the publisher of Penthouse magazine. And his wife was the publisher of another magazine dealing with health issues. And she had come down with cancer. And she opted for hydrazine sulfate over conventional cancer treatments. And it really did help her. Sadly, she went into the hospital for an unrelated medical condition and supposedly died on the operating table. Getting to the international news, Russia is lashing out at U.S. and U.K. war propaganda, which we're seeing just all over the place. They're continuing to push. Tomorrow's the big day. And the problem in untangling the Ukraine propaganda means we're going to get a lot more of it. You know, propaganda is like manure. They're just going to keep on shoveling it at us until we're completely buried. Meanwhile, the Americans who are evacuating the Kiev embassy are destroying their computers and literally ripping the telephones out of the walls to make sure that there is nothing classified or compromised left behind. So The State Department ordered the destruction of all networking equipment and computer workstations and the dismantling of the embassy telephone system. Now, the Russia invasion threat, or the myth, is starting to fall apart because some of the Russian troops that have been conducting drills on their side of the border have ended those drills and are now on their way back to their normal military bases. And already we're seeing Biden and NATO stand up and say, we defeated Putin. He's backing off. He's a coward. We have won here. And so what Biden has done is invented the myth of a Russian invasion. And now that it looks like it's not actually going to happen, he's going to take credit and say, you know, I'm strong and I'm wonderful. And, you know, vote for Democrats in the midterm elections here. Okay, we're coming up on a commercial break. And stay tuned. We'll be back with more news.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Welcome
back to our show. We're talking about Russia and Ukraine, and Russia has announced that some, not all, of the military units that were conducting drills near the Ukraine border have ended, and those assets are returning to their permanent military bases. Russia has released a videotape showing these weapons in transit away from the border. Jen Stoltenberg is out there saying, well, maybe we can be cautiously optimistic, but then he came on out and said that so far we've not seen any de-escalation on the ground nor any signs of reduced Russian military presence on the borders of Ukraine. So I guess all those very expensive spy satellites that you all paid for have stopped working. Okay. Now, Sergei Lavrov is now out there saying that both the United States and NATO have positively responded to Russian initiatives they'd previously been rejecting for years. So it looks like maybe diplomacy may win out on this one and will dodge a war with Russia, at least for the moment here. Meanwhile, in the Democratic People's Republic, they're basically saying that Kiev is covertly sending new recruits to Donbass. And again, I think the real agenda all along has been for Ukraine to recapture the Donbass, the breakaway republics, and bring them back into the fold. That may get a little bit complicated because the Russian state Duma has approved a draft bill recognizing the Donetsk People's Republic and the Lugansk People's Republic as sovereign independent nations. And basically, the lawmakers say that this recognition will create the grounds for ensuring security guarantees and protecting the population of the republics from external threats. In other words, Russia will be sending a message, we're not invading Ukraine, but if Ukraine invades these sovereign independent republics, it is another matter entirely. Now, Kiev is responding, saying that Moscow's recognition of the DPR and LPR represent a de facto exit from the Minsk II agreements, which Kiev was never really enthusiastic about complying with anyway. Now, they were talking about how airlines were canceling flights over Ukraine and was being blamed on the threat of a Russian invasion. It actually turned out it was insurance carriers saying, we will not insure your aircraft over Ukraine. So Ukraine has now put up $600 million in insurance so airlines can keep flying in and out of Ukraine and commerce will proceed. So very, very good the situation there. Meanwhile, over in the Mediterranean, there are three NATO aircraft carrier strike groups, 13 U.S. anti-missile ships, and let's see, one of them is the USS Donald Cook, which was sort of the star of an incident in the Black Sea some years ago, where it was completely paralyzed by a single Russian electronic warfare aircraft. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.